USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's no longer looking at any form of tax cuts, a reversal from what he said on Tuesday.
I'm not looking at a tax cut now. We don't need it. We have a strong economy. Certainly a payroll tax cut. President Obama did that in order to artificially jack up the economy. President Obama had zero interest rates. I don't have zero interest. I have real interest rates. And despite that, I have a strong economy.
The president speaking to reporters on the south lawn of the White House before heading off to Kentucky. Riot police in Hong Kong are facing off with protesters at a train station. The demonstrators sprayed a fire hose, spread oil on the floor, and piled up trash bins. Many sat on the station floor while others walked around the concourse. They're all upset over a violent attack at the station last month. They've accused the police of colluding with attackers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The United States and Venezuela have been holding secret talks for months. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details on the story.
Officials in both countries now confirming the United States and Venezuela have been holding what have until now been secret high-level talks towards ending hostilities between the two sides. Also, the talks are aimed at trying to find ways of solving the economic crisis in Venezuela. A White House spokesman confirming the report, and now Nicolas Maduro, the Venezuelan president's done the same.
Attorneys for Harvey Weinstein are asking that his trial be moved out of New York City. In a motion filed, the movie producer's legal team requests a change of venue, claiming the intense media coverage and scrutiny are sure to come in Manhattan and will make a fair trial impossible. The 67-year-old Weinstein faces charges of rape and sexual misconduct. Weinstein's trial is scheduled to begin on September 9th, and he faces life in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The mayor of Needles, California, is trying to have his city become a Second Amendment sanctuary city in the heavily regulated state of California. The mayor of Needles, California, Jeff Williams, joins Fox News and talks about how he's going to accomplish this.
We have our assemblyman, Jay Obernolte, is going to write the legislation, and we'll see if we can get it passed. We have other border cities joining us in this effort, so hopefully we can get more assemblymen, senators, and such to help us. But that's what we're looking at doing, and we'll see what happens. It might have to be taken into the courts, as usual with California, but we're ready. We should be able to do it. However, we are a contract city with San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, which I used to be a deputy with them. Wow. So I respect the department. They're good people, and the sheriff's a good friend of mine. So yeah, I'm not going to do anything to mess that situation up, so right. We're going to try and do it the right way with legislation. And then if we'll have to go through the courts, we'll go through the courts.
Proposition 63 makes ammunition buyers register and stay in California to buy ammunition. Mayor Williams was asked if this actually does anything to protect his citizens.
It doesn't. Absolutely doesn't. A lot of California's gun laws don't make it safer. Well, you've seen that all over the country. It just, the gun laws aren't helping. It is a mental health issue, and that's what they need to fix.
Williams also believes that when laws are passed in Sacramento, they're not thinking about the little cities like his. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.